WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at BVA.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh yeah, we're on the move. This is the Halloween party tonight. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Love to have you call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. And folks, the question of the night is, how do you like your chocolate? As I said, I like my chocolate with chocolate milk. Anybody else like their chocolate any other way? Some people said they like them. Hot chocolate with chocolate. How do you like your chocolate? And also, do you like milk chocolate or dark chocolate? Which you like better? Anybody calling in? It's a $5 Starbucks gift card just for calling in.
I tell you something else, Chuck, that I like.
What?
German chocolate cake.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that. German chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
Just think, next year, we don't have to do this for 7 more years outside and get bitten up. Because every year, the day moves by one.
Yeah, well, I'm so bitten up. Are you bitten up? Somebody said I was sweet. That's why.
Yeah, Dave and Brenda. Yeah. So, okay. So, Charles, do you have any more poems?
Yes.
All right. Well, how about another one while we're waiting?
Okay. Do you want a short one or a long one?
Short one.
Oh, wait. There's 7. Oh, I'm behind in time since I was away. Okay, never mind.
Short one. No, we didn't think short. He didn't call back.
Oh, he didn't call. Eugene didn't call back. Okay, a short one then.
Okay.
Because this is a short thing.
Halloween is the title of this. Yowling, prowling, growling. Who do you switch your tail like that? Why do your eyes flash golden green? Could be, must be, Halloween. Slinky, inky, blinky cat. Why do you arch your back like that? What scary creatures have you seen? Could be, must be, Halloween.
Oh, must be Halloween.
Must be Halloween.
Okay.
I'm so
must be.
Outside. Hey, I got a question for my audience here. Does everybody have mosquitoes any time of year? Any time of year. Maybe someplace. Maybe someplace. They're listening to the show. They don't have mosquitoes. It'd be interesting to hear, but they don't have mosquitoes.
These are little ones.
You know, whoever bit me wasn't little. They were big.
I'm telling you, they're little tiny ones.
They're big.
Yeah. Oh, well, pretty soon it'll be cold here. We won't have any more mosquitoes.
Yeah.
In Texas, they have mosquitoes the size of B-52s.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Evie's on my chair.
Well, pretty soon we're going to be talking to our guest.
Evie's on my chair. Hi, Evie.
Yeah, hi, Evie. Happy hi, Halloween. Pretty soon Ken Brandt will be zooming in from Australia. I was surprised he called in before. So he's zooming in, and he's going to tell us all about his book, the audio version of his book. And the screen is stuck under my chair, so bear with us for a second.
Okay.
Not the chair.
Okay, folks.
Oh, okay.
That's... Anybody want a $5 gift card from Starbucks? Just call in and say, how do you like your chocolate? I tell you something else I like. I like to have vanilla ice cream And then put chocolate Hershey syrup over the vanilla ice cream. That's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's ordinary.
It's ordinary. I'm an ordinary person.
Can I give the name of my song now, seeing as how nobody can guess?
Yes.
The title of the song is Black Magic, and it was sung by Little Mix, M-I-X, Mix.
I didn't know the name until I played it, and I said, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that song.
From Mr. Right, need the magic to change him overnight. Here's the answer. Come and get it. Why you still got time?
Now, I just thought of time. You know what? Around Halloween is called Mischief Night and Mischief Day. Night before.
That would have been last night.
Did anybody tell you a funny story about Mischief Night?
Yeah,
I got to tell a story. This is a funny story. I love telling this story. When I was, I'm going to say, I'm not sure if I was 12 or 13, but about that age. And in those days, I was sighted, of course. Four of my buddies and myself, we happened to go to the movies. And of course, I was sighted, and they were all sighted. And we went, we took a bus. And it was about, maybe about a half hour from my house. So across the street from the movie house was a little lunch dinette, which is a restaurant. And they had a counter. So the four plus myself was five of us. We sat at the counter. And the waiter said, behind the counter, said, what you like? Well, we like to have five waters. Put them in a cup, if you would, please, a teacup. And we like one tea bag. The guy said, one tea bag? Yeah, one tea bag. So we took the tea bag, we put it in each one of the cups. And then the next guy said, do you have any sugar? Another guy said, you have any lemon? The guy said, anything else you want? No, that's all right for now. And then somebody else said, you have any crackers?
Crackers?
Crackers with the tea. The guy come by and said, the other one, get some more hot water for our tea bag.
Wow.
So then that guy said, we have some more crackers. The guy said, came back and said, listen, folks, the next time you decide to come to my restaurant, Take your business elsewhere.
Oh, boy.
He didn't like us ordering. And by then we got up, by the way. Was there any charge for the tea bag? That must have been more than 60 years ago. I'm still laughing.
Maybe.
You can visualize it.
I can still visualize these five characters, including myself, driving this guy crazy with the tea bag and the water and the tea. In those days, I think it was, we gave him 20 cents. And of course, we didn't leave any tip. No tip. So we gave him 20 cents for the one tea.
Charles, you know this guy?
No, I don't know him. I don't know where you found him.
Oh, yeah.
From the Dark Ages. Anybody else tell any funny stories?
The Dark Ages. Well, guess what? Ken Brandt just zoomed in from Australia. So let's go to break, which is in 60 seconds anyway, Chris, okay? And we'll come back. We'll talk to Chris.
Maybe we'll hear from Eugene.
We'll talk.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We're right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely would love to hear from you, phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Tonight, we've had a ball. I hope you've liked the show. Reference to Halloween. By the way, this is Ken Brandt. Ken Brandt, do they have Halloween in Australia?
Thanks to the lobbying of many, many little kids, Halloween is getting bigger and bigger here.
Oh, okay.
Good deal.
We didn't know if we were excluding you or including you. So we're including you. Before I, well, I can introduce you. What would you like to do? Play the trumpet first? Or
Introduce him, man.
I thought the trumpet would lead into the introduction.
We could do that next. All right.
Well, anyway, it's our pleasure to welcome back. He was on about a year ago, Ken Brandt. And Ken is the author of Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight. And he's calling in all the way from Australia.
Sydney or Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne.
Is it Melbourne or Melbourne?
Melbourne.
What is it, Ken?
Melbourne. Ken, am I right? Kenny there? We lost
Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne. Melbourne.
That's not the same thing.
Melbourne, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Melbourne.
There's no R when you pronounce it in Australia.
No kidding.
Oh, no kidding.
Evan,
I'm from the United States. I sell Melbourne. Yeah.
Well, Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
There you go.
So you're going to play for the trumpet a little bit?
A little spooky trumpet?
I'd like to hear from
you. You asked me to play a little bit of a spooky song on the trumpet. So yeah. I was stumped for a while. Then I thought about it, and I thought, all right, okay, picture this. You know, you're about to go into a deep, mysterious cave. It's got jagged edges. It's pretty scary. There's dripping water. There's snakes. There's spider webs. And you start to hear a monster waking up, and it sounds a little like this. On the other hand, if that's a little bit too scary, you could think of it as a trumpeter goofing off.
I love it.
Well, I thought it was a man having a discharge.
Well, it was not.
That's good. I like it. That's good.
I want to hear it again.
Oh, again? All right, just a second.
Yeah. He dragged his trumpet all the way to his office. Let's listen to it again.
Sounds like Charles.
That's cool. All right. Well, thank you for being a good sport, Ken. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, you wrote to me and told me that the big news was what about the your Positive Vision book?
Well, I'm very excited to say that it's now an audio book. I narrated the book myself along with a couple of friends doing some minor parts, and it was fun to narrate. And so now the book is available any place, any major online store that sells audiobooks or ebooks or books. So it's very exciting.
So, but tell us what was the catalyst for writing the book? You lost your vision, correct?
Well, my vision has gone up and down a lot throughout my life. I've had a bit of a roller coaster of vision, downhills and uphills and downhills and uphills. So I've had 6 different eye operations. I've had 2 detached retinas, 2 cataract operations, 2 other operations, and I was legally blind for many, many years. So right now I'm at really the best vision I've ever been at. I'm at in my good eye 20/80, and in my other eye 20/160. So I feel very, very lucky to have that, given all the ups and downs I've had before.
So what?
So tell us about the book. Tell us a little bit without, you know, giving the whole thing.
Yeah, and I care about the book. That's what I'm saying. So when I care about the book, I hear about your eyes.
Okay,
I hear about
okay.
That.
Well, it's a memoir autobiography filled with adventures and humor. So the adventures relate to me doing some interesting stuff that people like hearing about, such as parachuting, helping firefighters fight an arson fire, some fiery adventures in West Virginia caves, stuff in Australia, other stuff in the U.S., galloping around in Montana, scuba diving, a long, convoluted, very funny and long story of successfully catching a thief in New York. And then the advantages part of the book, the advantages of poor eyesight. I definitely believe good eyesight is better than poor eyesight, but there are advantages to poor eyesight, and I think it's important to understand and enjoy and celebrate them. And they can include things like enhanced use of the other senses, smell, taste, touch, feel, a longer life, greater creativity, better imagination.
I'll tell you one more.
Better balance, better.
I'll tell you one more that you won't come
across. Only in the beginning.
I'll tell you one more. When you lose your eyesight, people have told me this, so I have to say this. You become a better person. They've been told me many times I have become a better person since I've been blind. Isn't that right, Lynn? Isn't that right, Nancy? Both have said it to me many times. Because you learn to smell the roses. You learn to appreciate where you never appreciated. I was always wild. If Ronnie's listening, Ronnie and Lynn, they can tell you. I was too wild. I was too out of my mind. And when I lost my eyesight, I slowed down. I learned to appreciate friends much more. I learned to appreciate my wife much more. And when you learn, you're a different type of person. It's completely different when you go blind compared to your sighted, as far as your love for people around you.
I think that makes complete sense. And I think that's part of why, for many people, you live longer. You have a more enjoyable life. The world is in many ways a more beautiful place.
Correct. I agree with that. Yep.
Are we being nosy and asking how you ended up moving to Australia?
I was thinking the same thing.
No, you can ask me anything. I'm happy to talk about that.
Okay.
My wife and I lived in New York City. We lived in a place we really liked. And next door to the building we were in, it was just a parking lot, and they decided to tear that down and build another building. But they botched it up. They had they damaged their own foundation and the foundation of our building, and there were all this construction and engineers and surveyors and everything, and it was just going to be a big headache and hassle living there while they constructed their building and fixed our building. So we said, let's move somewhere for a little while and have an adventure. So we thought that would be good. We evaluated and thought about many different places. But then we decided, hey, Australia, that would be really fun. We'd never been to Australia before for a visit or work or anything. The closest my wife had ever been to Australia was Hawaii, and the closest I'd ever been was Mexico. And we moved here and we just love it. So we love America, and we're American citizens, but now we're also Australian citizens, and we just think it's a fabulous place to live.
Wow. So give us some of the similarities and some of the big differences.
Well, similarities between, say, Melbourne, Australia, and New York, it's multicultural, which we really like. You know, you get all the different ethnic foods and different influences from many different parts of the world. Lots of good sports, lots of really good cultural events. Mass transit is really easy.
You have a good bagel?
Not as good as New York. There are a few places with very good bagels, but generally...
Cheesesteaks?
No, you got to go to Philly. There's occasional places that sell cheesesteaks, but they're not as good.
No. So what are some of the big differences?
Some of the big differences... One thing I really like is we live in a place where I can take the tram. They actually still have tram. They have a whole big tram network here. They didn't, unlike most of the U.S., they didn't rip out all the trams. So there's an existing tram system, and we can take the tram from our house and in 15 minutes be in the central business district of Melbourne, or we can walk 15 minutes the other way and be at the beach and go, and during the summer, go swimming. It's wow. really, I didn't really think that that would be possible, but it is, and it's tremendous.
What ocean do you have by you?
The Southern Ocean, which used to be called the Antarctic Ocean.
Wow. No kidding.
So I have a question.
Yeah. Uh-oh, she's got a question.
I have a question. I was reading about your parachuting escapade. Have you done any parachuting recently out of planes?
No, I had to stop doing that, even though I was the captain of my university parachuting team, when my eye doctor pointed out that if you've had a detached retina and you have a giant knock to the head, which could happen during parachuting,
right,
you just might knock out the vision in that eye. So
oh, wow. yeah,
even okay. though I really, really like parachuting and recommend it to anybody who has not had a detached retina, I reluctantly had to give it up.
Wow.
But I can tell you another story if you like.
Sure.
So one time I was in New York City in my little apartment. I lived for many years in a very, very small studio apartment, tiny, tiny one-room apartment. And it was on the fifth floor of a building with no elevator, right? So I wake up one morning and I look from my bed to the far wall, which is very close, right? And for the first time, I can't see the wall at all. And I think to myself, and it wasn't due to eyesight, it was just full of what I thought was smog. And I think, oh, it sure is smoggy in here, which was a really stupid thought because, of course, it never gets smoggy inside. So I roll over, I go back to sleep. I was not paying attention to my sense of smell, which I should have been. And seconds or minutes, I don't know how long later, my neighbor is doing a good deed that I should have been helping him with or doing myself. He was outside banging on everybody's door going, fire, fire, you know, and I wake up instantly, get dressed faster than I've ever gotten dressed in my life, realize that my entire apartment is really, really full of dark, thick smoke. Go outside. I'm on the landing. And up, everybody's out of the building except my neighbor and I, and everybody's leaving. And then this firefighter is running up the stairs. And when you live on the fifth floor of a building with no elevator, you really get to know, you, first of all, it really helps you stay in shape because you're going up and down and that's good. And sometimes you're carrying stuff and you get to know what kind of shape all your friends are in, because some of them, you know, they sort of jog up and they feel really proud of themselves and that's great. And other people, you could go to the movies before they got it, made it up there. So anyway, this firefighter is completely different than that. He's wearing, you know, boots. He's wearing his heavy uniform. He's wearing his heavy hat. He's carrying an axe. He's got an oxygen tank on his back. He's sprinting up the stairs. And he says to the two of us, just like this, I'm not exaggerating, says it just like this, could you two guys give me a boost over the wall to the other building? Of course we said yes. So we run up one more flight to the roof. We're outside now with the firefighter. And there's a wall, very big brick wall between our building and the next door building, which is the one that's on fire. So we give him a boost over the wall. And I was really glad there were two of us because this guy was heavy. And I work out and everything, but this guy was heavy. And his job was to smash with his axe, smash a hole in the roof of the building so that heat and smoke would escape to aid his buddies that were fighting the fire from below and beside on trucks. So then my neighbor and I are thinking, wow, that's pretty impressive. So we walk to the back of the building to see what's going on. And the back of our building faced a bunch of other buildings, a little tiny courtyard there. And we could see that the smoke is pouring out of this building that had been torched, that an arsonist had set it on fire. It's pouring out of this building, doing a U-turn in the alley and coming through our building. So, you know, why did it come through our building as opposed to others, I'd have no idea, but that's what was going on, right? So that's why my apartment and every place else was full of smoke. So I said, all right, that's interesting. But it also made us feel good because you thought, all right, we're pretty safe. It's not our building, it's just the other building. So we said, let's go look at the front of the building, which was the street side. So we walk over to the street side and we look down, and you know, there's fire trucks all over the place, there's firefighters all over the place. One guy's in charge. He's got a bullhorn and he's got a white hat. And he yells up with his, he sees us and he yells up with his bullhorn. He goes, "You idiots, get off the roof and out of the building." Well, you know, he had a good point there. We should have done that. So we go back. My neighbor left right away. I thought, well, things are pretty under control, so I have time to take a quick shower. And then I went to work. And that, to me, was a clear sign that, you know, even if you have poor vision, it doesn't mean you're actually paying good attention to all your senses. But it's a very, very good idea to pay attention to all your senses in some ways, especially smell, because it can save your life. So that's a little bit of a, I don't know whether that counts as an adventure story or an advantage story, but that's one of the stories in my book. Wow.
Good story. Good story. Good story.
You have a lot of stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody how they can obtain your book? And then if you'd like to stay on in the Zoom, I think our next guest is trying to get in. But you stay if you'd like, okay? And you can meet him. And
will do. And my book, which is Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight, is available at every online place that sells books, ebooks, and audiobooks.
Okay, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken, for reaching out to us and sharing that information again. We really
should put it on Facebook. We should put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on.
Actually, it is out there.
Put it on our webpage.
It is on Facebook and it's on LinkedIn.
Oh, I'll have to look at your Facebook page and like your comment then.
Okay.
Thanks very much for having me on.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate it so much. Appreciate it.
And I'll hang out and listen to your next guest, too.
Charles, do you have another quick poem before we hopefully get our guest on?
I don't know how about quick. It's called The Children's Hour by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, then voices soft and sweet. From my study, I see it in the lamplight, descending the broad hall stair, grave Alice and laughing Allegra with Edith.
Oh.
Golden hair, a whisper, and then a silence. Yet I know by their merry eyes, they are plotting and planning together to take me by surprise. A sudden rush from the stairway, a sudden raid from the hall. By three doors left unguarded, they enter my castle wall. They climb up into my turret, o'er the arms and back of my chair. If I try to escape, they surround me. They seem to be everywhere. They almost devour me with kisses, their arms about me entwined, till I think of the Bishop of Bingen in his mouth tower on the Rhine. Do you think, O blue-eyed Venditti, because you have scaled the wall, such an old mustache as I am, is not a match for you all? Have you fast in my fortress and will not let you depart, but put you down into the dungeon in the round tower of my heart. And there will I keep you forever, yes, forever and a day, till the walls shall crumble to ruin and molder in dust away.
Thank you
very much.
Charles.
So much.
Okay.
Right now we have a special guest. Our friend is joining us on the radio right now. He happens to be a famous comedian. He happens to be an author. He happens to be a movie star. You might know him from the Tom Joyner Show. You might know him from the Steve Harvey Radio Show. You might know him from the movie Drumline. He's been on many movies. And what can I say? We know him a long time. His name is J. Anthony Brown. J. Anthony Brown, are you there, Jay?
I'm right here, Mike. How you doing? That's That's a great intro. I was almost thinking, who is he talking about? Because I don't remember doing all that stuff. But thank you.
Well, Jay,
thank you.
As you know, one of our missions is positive, and you are a positive role model for all the things you've done in your life. If you can explain to our folks all the things, a little bit of the health-wise you've had to be positive, because as you know, a lot of people who are visually impaired and blind have gone through a lot of things, and you've gone through a lot of things yourself. Like to hear from you.
Can I say hi? And
yes,
Charles,
you can say hi.
Hi, Jay Anthony Brown. How are you? It's Lynn.
It's my other half.
How you doing? What's
all
going
right,
on?
Say hi to Nancy. Remember Nancy?
Hey, Nancy, what's going on? And who's the guy?
Hi,
the
Jay.
Operator?
Great to hear you.
Okay.
And
meet
heard,
Charles,
yeah.
our co-host. And meet Charles, our co-host.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's a great
okay,
voice
so
you
tell
got
us.
There, Carl.
So tell us.
If you can talk
go
a
ahead.
Louder.
Talk a little louder. We can hardly hear you.
How about that? Can you hear me now?
You can. Now it's good. 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 Good.
Yeah. Some of the things I've gone through, I've dealt with for me, and just stay positive. What I guess the first, and I don't know, maybe Michael can relate to it, is when I first found out that I had diabetes. You know, for me, when I found out I had diabetes, I didn't know, you know, what all entails or what you go through or what happens to your body. It has to do with your body being able to produce insulin. And so I'm type 2 diabetic, and I have been for about 20 years now, you know. So one thing I do, and I'm sure Michael does the same thing, is you have to go to the doctor regularly once you find out you have some sort of ailment or you have something that feels a little funny. Go to the doctor, and as men, you know, we don't all normally like to go because maybe we don't want to hear bad news, but it's very important because a lot of things can be dealt with if you catch them in time. My father had diabetes. His foot started to, you know, do bad. He wouldn't go to the doctor, and it just decayed, and he had to remove a limb for him, and he lost both of his feet like that, so... regularly going to the doctor, get your eyes checked, get your heart checked, get your, you know, everything, because diabetes is one of those diseases that can affect any part of your body at any time without you knowing about it. And then after I dealt with that, I found out I had leukemia about 10 years, you know, after finding out about had leukemia, and I've dealt with that, you know, taking chemo. And I think for me, what helps me is that I'm a comedy writer. I write comedy. I'm a stand-up comedian. So, I mean, my job doesn't allow me to sit and be, you know, sad about a whole lot of things because I can see the funny and stuff. And by laughing at other things, it kind of brings me out of it. Now, I will tell you that I do get depressed a lot, you know, especially around the holidays. It's the worst for me, but I always come out of it. It was probably the time when my mom was alive. She's no longer around with us and my dad. So for the holidays, it's just a depressing time. I learned to stay alone and then tell the people who I care about and love not to take it personal. And that's it for me.
That's it from you. It's a whole story.
And you're also an artist.
My art started when I became a designer. What a lot of people don't know from listening to Mike, that's how Mike and I met. It was so weird. I got to tell the story because it's a great story.
Okay.
So I go to the Magic store now, Magic convention. Well, a lot of people don't know what Magic is. Magic is the big convention. It's not as big as it used to be back in the day because of the internet and stuff like that. But back in the day, it was huge. So my good friend Ernie Olden, who was one of Mike's customers, he says, I have a guy that might be, you know, interested in you guys hooking up. And, you know, maybe you carrying his line or creating a line around him. And so he says, his name is Jay Anthony Brown. I meet Michael. And Michael had never seen me in his life. Never. He didn't know who the hell I was, which was cool. So I tell Michael and said, you might not know me, but if you go around this place right here and ask 5 black people, I'll tell you they'll know you. And if they know me, then we got a deal. The first person he called, I think, was that your housekeeper or something like that?
Yeah,
she knew who I was right away. So I said, you got 4 more. He came right back with the other 4 people, and we did a deal, and that's how we've become friends ever since. So He didn't know who I was, but it's cool.
No, I didn't know who he was. The housekeeper said, first thing she said was, get me his autograph, get me his autograph.
Oh, man. So those were the good days, man. Those were the good days. Those were the good days.
Yeah, wild days.
The fashion industry has changed so much now, you know, in terms of people don't dress like they used to, you know. Suits and stuff like that, you know, they don't, I mean, you see them and people do wear suits, but not like it was back in the day. You know, it was fully suits and hats and stuff like that. And that's kind of going away. Three-piece sets, two-piece sets, walking sets. However, you know, some people still dress like that. I mean, I only dress up when I go on stage. I used to dress up all the time. But now, only if I'm on stage, I'm usually casual.
Hey, Jay, Chris Shaw here. How you doing, boss?
I'm doing good.
Listen, man, I love your recording, man. I didn't know you was a great singer. You know, you done did a lot of stuff over the years and over the time. I had to pull up one of your jams. Is it okay if I just play one of your jams that you do?
I tell you the one you should find. Go online and see if you can find the one that's related to diabetes, and it's you can eat whatever you like. And basically, I always say there's type 3 diabetics. There's a type 1, there's a type 2, and there's a type 3. And a type 3 is a person who lives with a diabetic and has to monitor what they eat or watch what they eat or either tell them you can't have that. So it's a struggle on both sides. Once you come, you know, get some sort of disease, family members are affected just as much as the person who has the disease, and sometimes more, because they worry about that person. So if you go online, there's a song called You Can Eat Whatever You Like, and it has to deal with diabetics who just sometimes won't listen. You know, they're going to eat the cake. They're going to eat this. They're going to eat whatever. They're going to eat the fried chicken. They're going to eat whatever they want.
Hey, I just thought of something, Jay. I got to interrupt you. Don't you have your own hot sauce line?
I have my own hot sauce. I have my own hot sauce. I have my own T-shirt line. Yeah, my hot sauce is in the Atlanta airport. It's in the Birmingham airport. And it's in a store in Marietta. So, yeah, I have my own hot sauce. It's called Hotter Than a Mofo. So you can go to hotterthanamofo.com, and you can find my hot sauce.
I love the peach.
Lynn loves the peach.
Peach and pepper. Peach and pepper.
All right, I found it. I got you. Here we go.
Whatever you like. You lie. I said you can eat whatever you like. You lie.
Yeah, I remember this one when you first did it. I remember when first did it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay?
Yes.
Hey, Jay, do you have a website?
Yes, jayanthonybrown.com. You can follow me on jayanthonybrown.com, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them, yes. And you can see me on television on Tuesday nights on Tyler Perry's television show called Assisted Living.
Jay, repeat that, what you just said. I heard part of it.
Yeah, I'm on Tyler Perry's television show on Tuesday nights on BET Network. It's called Assisted Living. It's about a funny show about people who run this retirement home, and I play the part of Denny.
Oh, okay. What time, Denny? Any idea what time?
8 o'clock.
Time? Any idea?
8 o'clock.
Oh, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Eastern time. Okay.
Eight o'clock. 8 o'clock and 8:30. It follows. It comes on right after House of Pain.
Wait a second. Ken Brand, are you still listening?
I am, yes.
Ken, this is Jay. This is a young man from Australia. He's listening. He's calling in from Australia.
Whoa. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Nice to meet you, Jay.
His name is Ken Brand.
Nice to meet you.
He's an author, and he plays a trumpet, and he's from Australia.
And
he's calling in right now from Australia.
Jay, you were talking about being positive, and Ken, tell Jay the name of your book. He would get a kick out of it.
It has a very positive title. It's called Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight.
Oh, my God. That's a great name. That is a great name.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things, Jay, that we were talking about, like, for instance, how much I changed myself, my personality, Lynn can tell you, everyone that knows me can tell you, how much I've changed since I've gone blind. I have a different personality since I've changed. I much more smell the roses. So I'm much more into life. I'm much more into people than I was when I was, let's just say, in the garment industry.
You think you see... And I know it's a play on words. You see people for what they are more than you did before because you were so busy, or and with your sight being gone, it gives you a different outlook on people and a different outlook.
Completely
on life
different.
Altogether.
Completely different now.
Right.
Completely different now.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have time to listen before. I didn't have time to sit before. Now I have time to sit, to listen, to talk to people that I care about, and spend a lot more time, because before I was always running and doing, and now I like, especially my wife, I love being around her, and I call her Saint Lynn, because as much as she put up with me, she is everything to me.
You didn't know I was Saint Lynn.
I call her Saint Lynn.
She was always a saint. You were the devil.
That's true.
You're right about that. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, like Mike always said, the bottom line, the bottom line.
The bottom line. You still remember my expression. The bottom line to make a long story short. He remembers my expression.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just thought and to say thank you because you introduced me to a world that I did not know exists. I mean, and still, by talking about the magic show, talking about the industry, you know, clothing, you know, I have a clothing line, I mean, a t-shirt line now, and I, you know, I get my suits and I get them made overseas. And it's just sad that, you know, those prices that you can get overseas can't match what you can do over here. It's just, you would almost foolish to pay the prices over here, then you can get stuff made out of this country. It's not even comparison. It's not even a comparison. So, you know, I feel... and that's why stuff is so high, because stuff is cheaper over there. I'm going to get ready to go to China again. And, you know, and so you just can't get stuff made for the prices that you can overseas. You cannot. You can't beat it. You can't. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here listening to every word you're saying. See, I take time to listen to you.
Well, it's really nice talking to you guys, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. I'd like to have you on anytime you wish to come on. Our pleasure.
I'll be calling again. And next time, if I could get the Zoom so people can see what I look like, you know, I'll do that. So the next time we'll have I'll let you know when I have something that you need to check out. I'm also working on another show. Steve Harvey has a judge show. He's going to be a judge. I'm writing on
you,
that.
Wait,
show.
Hold on. You said you're going to be a judge?
No, Steve Harvey's going to be the judge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm writing on the show.
That'll be great. And what will you be?
Yeah.
He's writing.
I'm the writer.
Oh, he's writing.
I'm writing.
He's a writer.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat. That's cool, Jay.
Hey, Jay, you know, you are up there in that elite category with you and George Wallace. as the two elite comedians out there, and it's a crime to have the two of you on the stage together. I'm just going to say that off rip because y'all are just hilarious.
Well, you know, a lot of times George is on the stage with me. He wasn't supposed to be on the stage with me. He just would walk out, you know. I mean, if he knew that I was performing somewhere, George, I mean, one time I was, it's a quick story. I'm working in Columbia, South Carolina. I did not know George was there. So I'm on stage, I'm having a good set. And for those of you who don't know what a set is, when you're doing your jokes, everything's going, I got the audience laughing. But they really start laughing really, really hard, you know. And George is behind me with his pants down, you know, and so the rest is history, which is he'll do something like that to me all the time if he knows I'm performing somewhere. He'll just show up and just walk
on
stage.
Well, thank you so much, Jay.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for coming on. Nice to have you back.
I will come back.
That was the Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, guys.
Good night, Jay.
All right.
Okay.
Good night, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Good night, Jay.
Good night, Ken. We're gonna do our show wrap up now, and we'll.
Good night. Thanks again.
Thanks for joining us from Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jay Anthony Brown. Thank you all for listening to us. Appreciate you all listening.
Oh, wait.
What, Lynn?
Don't forget my wrap up.
We'll wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Chris, I'd like the Werewolves of London, please, if you don't mind. Okay, so next week, co-host Gary Sinclair will be joining us for our annual Veterans Day tribute. Charles, I hope you tune into that show, too. Our special guest will be Joe McNeil. He is the new national president of the Blinded Veterans Association. And Joshua Espinal, he is a former Lighthouse Central Florida client, an Army veteran, and former police officer. He's totally blind now, and he's a gunsmith. So that is going to be an interesting story. So happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you, Charles, Chris,
thank
Michael,
you all.
Nancy.
Thank you all for listening.
Yes.
And listen, folks,
thank you.
Don't go away. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Look forward to it.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night, everybody.
Happy Halloween to everyone. Happy Halloween.
Chris,
God bless
show,
you all.
Chris.
Thank you. Good night.
Hey, Chris.
Have a good one, Charles.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.